Krishna Book, Canto 15, The Story of the Syamantaka Jewel, Chapter 57, Scene 4. Krishna asks Akrura to reveal his possession of the Syamantaka Jewel. After killing Shatadanva, Krishna returned to Dwaraka, and in order to please his wife Satyabhama, Krishna informed her of the death of Shatadanva, who was the killer of her father. But Krishna also informed Satyabhama that the Syamantaka jewel had not been found on the possession of Shatadanva. Then, according to religious principles, Krishna, along with Satyabhama, performed all kinds of ceremonies in honor of the death of Satrajit, Krishna's father-in-law. In that ceremony, all the friends and relatives of the family joined together. Akrura and Kritavarma, who were prominent members in the conspiracy to kill Satrajit, had incited Shatadanva to kill him. But when they heard of the death of Shatadanva at the hand of Krishna, and when they also heard that Krishna had returned to Dwaraka, they both immediately left. The citizens of Dwaraka felt themselves threatened with pestilence and natural disturbances due to the absence of Akrura from the city. But this was a kind of superstition, because while Lord Krishna is present, there cannot be any pestilence, famine, or natural disturbances. But in the absence of Akrura, there were some disturbances in Dwaraka. Once, in the province of Kashi, within the barricade of Varanasi, there was a severe drought and practically no rainfall. And at that time, the king of Kashi arranged the marriage of his daughter known as Gandini with Shopalka, the father of Akrura. This was done by the king of Kashi on the advice of an astrologer, and actually it so happened that after the marriage of the king's daughter with Shvapalka, there was sufficient rainfall in the province. Due to the supernatural power of Shvapalka, his son Akrura was also considered equally powerful, and people were under the impression that wherever Akrura or his father remained, there would be no natural disturbance, famine, or drought. A kingdom is considered to be happy where there is no famine, pestilence, or excessive heat and cold, and where people are happy mentally, spiritually, and bodily. As soon as there is some disturbance, people consider the cause to be due to the absence of an auspicious personality in the city. Thus, there was a rumor that because of the absence of Akrura, inauspicious things were now happening. After the departure of Akrura, some of the elderly members of the town began to perceive that there were also inauspicious signs due to the absence of the Syamantaka jewel. When Lord Sri Krishna heard these rumors spread by the people, he decided to summon Akrura from the kingdom of Kashi. Akrura was Krishna's uncle, and therefore, when Akrura came back to Dwaraka, Lord Krishna first of all welcomed him as befitting a superior person. Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart. Krishna knows everything going on in everyone's heart. So Krishna knew everything that had happened in connection with Akrura's conspiracy with Shatadanva. Therefore, smiling, Krishna began to address Akrura. My dear uncle, you are the chief among magnificent men, and it is already known to me that the Syamantaka jewel was left by Shatadanva with you. Presently, there is no direct claimant of the Syamantaka jewel, for King Satrajit has no male issue. His daughter, Satyabhama, is also not very anxious for this jewel, and yet her expected son, grandson of Satrajit, would, after performing the regulative principles of inheritance, be the legal claimant of the Syamantaka jewel. Thus, Lord Krishna indicated by this statement that Satyabhama was already pregnant and that her son would be the real claimant for the Syamantaka jewel and would certainly take the Syamantaka jewel from Akrura. This jewel is so powerful that no ordinary man is able to keep it. I know that you are very pious in activities, so there is no objection to the Syamantaka jewel being kept with you. However, there is one difficulty, and that is my elder brother, Sri Balaram, does not believe my version that the Syamantaka jewel is with you. I therefore request you, O large-hearted one, to show me the Syamantaka jewel before my other relatives, so that they may be pacified. You cannot deny that the Syamantaka jewel is with you, because from various kinds of rumors we can understand that you have enhanced your opulence and are performing sacrifices on an altar made of solid gold. The properties of the Syamantaka jewel were well known. Wherever the Syamantaka jewel remained, it would produce for the keeper almost 9 mounds of pure gold daily. And Akrura was getting gold in that proportion and was distributing it very profusely at sacrificial performances. Lord Krishna cited Akrura's lavishly spending in gold as positive evidence of his possessing the Syamantaka jewel. So when Lord Krishna, in friendly terms and in sweet language, impressed Akrura about the real fact, and Akrura understood that nothing could be concealed from the knowledge of Sri Krishna, Akrura brought the valuable jewel, shining like the sun and covered by cloth, and presented it before Krishna. Lord Krishna then took the Syamantaka jewel in his hand and showed it to all of his relatives and friends present there. And then again, Krishna returned the Syamantaka jewel to Akrura in their presence so that they would know that the Syamantaka jewel was actually being kept by Akrura in Dwaraka city. And so, this story of the Syamantaka jewel is very significant. For in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that anyone who hears the story of the Syamantaka jewel or describes it or simply remembers it will be free from all kinds of defamation and the reactions of all impious activities, and will thus attain the highest perfectional condition of peace. Thus ends Chapter 57, Scene 4. Krishna asks Akrura to reveal his possession of the Syamantaka jewel. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Akrura took the Syamantaka jewel and went to reside in the city of Benares, where Akrura became known as Dhanapati, the master of charity. There, Akrura executed fire sacrifices on gold altars with elaborate assemblies of qualified priests. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti provides the following insight. In Benares, Akrura became famous for performing sacrifices on golden altars and for his abundant charity to the Brahmanas. At some point, some of the citizens of Dwaraka gossiped that Krishna, considering Akrura a rival, had sent Akrura into exile, but to dispel this new and incredible stain upon his reputation, Lord Krishna created various calamities in Dwaraka, thus inducing the citizens to call for Akrura's return, which the Lord then ordered. Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that because of Akrura's relationship with his maternal grandfather, the king of Kashi, in a time of difficulty, Akrura went to that city. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following Smriti injunction regarding inheritance. The inheritance goes first to the wife, and if the wife has passed away, then it goes to the daughters, then it goes to the parents, then to the brothers, then to the sons of the brothers, then to the family members of the same gotra as the deceased, and then to the disciples, including brahmacharis. Vishwanath adds that since Satrajit had no sons, and since his wives were killed along with him, and since his daughter Satyabhama was not interested in the Syamantaka jewel, which constituted the inheritance, it rightfully belonged to Satyabhama's sons.